Well, the word unprecedented has been thrown around quite a bit over the last couple of days when it comes to the world of sport. And unfortunately, local football and netball hasn't been untouched by this in the AFL Barwon region. We have found out on Tuesday afternoon that all competition has been suspended until at least May 31. And then, of course, no training, no practice matches, no mass gatherings at clubs as well. It is weird times that we live in as the threat of COVID-19, the coronavirus, continues to loom over the world. And we're lucky enough to be joined by AFL Barwon Region General Manager as part of our a bizarre season countdown podcast. Will, we've been talking with all the club coaches building up to season 2020. We've put those on hold knowing now that we won't be playing anything until the end of May. How's it been for you as a Region General Manager of one of the biggest football netball competitions in the country?
Yeah, thanks, King. It's certainly been a challenging and different probably week or two. Certainly, I think when I took this position, I probably wasn't expected to be leading at a time through this. But I think it's evident through the conversations I've had in the last week or two with all of our stakeholders, in particular our club presidents, that we are all in this together and committed to getting through, yeah, what is a very difficult time.
Last Friday, you put out a statement from AFL Barwon saying you were hoping to just continue as normal, that functions the season would go ahead and then we'd roll into the season on April 4 as expected. What changed for local football? Is it just basically now that the number of cases and the threat to the community's become too great?
Yeah, that's correct. We're obviously, everyone's fully aware that the coronavirus has, I suppose, changed dramatically over the last week or so. And you know, we've taken advice from, I suppose, the AFL and the AFL medical experts and the government and Department of Health experts on this matter. So obviously, clearly, we aren't medical experts ourselves. So we're certainly guided by that medical evidence. And really, it's about supporting, I suppose, all of our players, coaches, administrators, supporters, our partners, volunteers and children, and making sure that they remain healthy.
Yep. You've obviously, the line, second paragraph of the statement out today, AFL Barwon has made the collective decision to immediately postpone and shut down all training, practice matches, large-scale events and gatherings at clubs across the region. Have you had much reaction from clubs, or have you been dealing with clubs prior to this becoming a public announcement?
I have dealt with a number of clubs prior to this announcement, and although they probably weren't fully aware of the outcome, I believe that part of their feedback certainly fed up the chain to this decision. So we certainly took on board the concerns at club level, and that's certainly, yeah, been a part of the decision made.
Yep. Have you been monitoring clubs and I suppose they've been posting social media in regards to training cancellations and the like? Were you comfortable that clubs were making their, I suppose, own decision in regards to training and club gatherings?
Yeah, so we, following the correspondence last week on March the 12th, I sent an email on Sunday evening to all of our stakeholders at club level, just to keep them well informed about how this process was playing out. Now, from that, some clubs have felt that the pressure they're probably facing from the volunteers and many people within their community club, that it was in their best interest to, I suppose, cease any involvement at their club for the time being. And that was really, I suppose, to have a grace period until the decision was made, so that then they could assess from there. There was quite a little bit of unknown, and I think that was part of the decision for the clubs to say, well, let's just hold fire for the time being, understand the situation, get a definitive answer, and then make an assessment from there.
We don't know where this is going to go, Will, and we'd only be guessing if we did know where it was going. Do you fear that by May 31 we might not have much more clarity and that as a result we may not get a season in?
Look, I suppose there is that fear, but we are confident that given, I suppose, the support that I suppose all of the nation has had in trying to curtail this issue, that we should get a season in. What that looks like yeah, we're still unsure. We'll continue to monitor it as it changes each day, but obviously very hopeful and mindful that at this time it's really important for, I suppose, that community connection, because, you know, I've sat right here all day myself in a room pretty isolated, and it's only been, you know, about 8 hours. So I hope that we do get the opportunity to play multiple seasons across our region. I'm confident that we will, and I'm sure that it will provide much relief when that time comes.
The AFL spoken about extending their season as long as possible, a talk of playing into December. We don't have that luxury, do we, unfortunately, with cricket and football sharing grounds, and cricket having a six-month right over facilities.
Yeah, that's correct. I know that AFL Victoria and the AFL are talking to other sports around that matter. There has been some discussion around the potential to extend later into October if time allows, but we've certainly probably made an initial decision to stick with the current timeframe, given the fact that there is that, I suppose, unsureness. If we don't want to get to the end of the year, and if we're coming into a final series, that there is a potential conflict with cricket and cricket facilities, we'd probably rather have some clear air at this point.
Okay, so September 19 for GFL, September 12 for Bellarine and GDFL and Colac League, I believe September 5 the week before. Would you go back at 1 week knowing that the AFL is probably at this stage unlikely to play September 26 as their grand final?
We're still very early days working through what alternate fixtures may look like. We were only, I suppose, informed as early as yesterday of the May 31st date or the likelihood of that date. So it was only absolutely confirmed this afternoon. So that's how, I suppose, much preparation we've put into making sure this was pushed out as early as we could. So it's very fresh. So at this point in time, our operations team has been working on some potential alternate fixtures, but we certainly, given that we do now have a little bit of time, we don't want to push something out too soon. We want to assess the situation, hopefully get a real clear understanding of what the clubs want from this now, and get a real fair and equitable fixture from there.
Yep. So May 31 is the day that everything's postponed until. That's a Sunday. You couldn't play on that, obviously. Is the intention all going to plan that you will play Queen's Birthday weekend and get underway on what would be Saturday, I think the 6th of June?
Yeah, as far as we're aware, the advice was that, nothing can be played up until Sunday of midnight of May the 31st. So it definitely would be following that date, whether or not it is Queen's Birthday or the week after. I think, we'll have to work through that.
Yep. When do you sort of review, or is this in AFL Barwon's hands, or is this in AFL Vic's, or is it in the AFL's hands as the game's governing body?
So it's in AFL Barwon's hands. Obviously, the recommendation was a strong recommendation from AFL and AFL Victoria around the May 31st date, but it is in our hands as to how we fixture from here. Although, we'll continue to contact and be involved with AFL Victoria, certainly we will be making the call locally in regards to what happens from here.
Yep. Is 11 games the minimum that you would have to play in the GFL and 9 in the Bellarine to get a season, to have everybody play each other once for it to actually mean something? And if it was any less than that, then you may have to pull the pin on it?
That probably seems logical. I think it's probably too early to tell. I'm not sure. It's something that I'm not able to answer as yet or don't know. What constitutes, or the minimum game that constitutes a season. I would like to think that we could at least be able to play each other once before proceeding into a final series.
Yep. Financially, what does this mean for AFL Barwon? And I suppose the flow on then, what does it mean for clubs who rely on, for a lot of Bellarine clubs, especially gate takings, bar takings, canteen, memberships, merchandise. Have clubs expressed some concern about what it means for them when it comes to dollars?
Yeah, they have, and I think this was a big part of the decision making. Obviously, again, it's early, and we'll have to work through a lot of those matters over the coming weeks and months. But we're certainly fully aware that it will have an impact. I think it will have an impact all the way down from the top of the AFL industry right through. I think part of the decision making to postpone matches was certainly the strong feedback from a number of club presidents that I spoke to was that the ability to function financially would be limited if the crowd numbers were to be below 500 or even potentially less than that. And we've got some clubs or competitions now that there's probably 500 participants. Yep. On a Saturday, let alone crowds. And we also had the challenge of how are we to monitor that when in the GFL, GFNL as an example, only 3 to 4 clubs have physical gates. So there's a number of challenges to work through. Certainly financially, it's going to be difficult. But I think the decision to postpone matches will assist in that slightly.
Yep. AFL Bowen, financially, do you take a hit?
Again, we're going to have to work through that, but certainly we'll be looking at anything that I suppose you classify as non-essential and looking to potentially reduce what we would call non-essential spending at the moment. We will be regularly meeting as a commission over the coming weeks to assess and I suppose reevaluate what our current budget is and look to forecast for the future. But there will definitely be some decisions made over the coming months that where we'll look to save costs where we can.
Yep. Just a couple of other logistics. Will, do you look at salary caps and point system again, knowing that we're going to play a truncated season?
Yes, we will do that. That certainly, from a salary cap perspective, has been fed up the chain already to AFL Victoria. I think in the coming weeks we'll come to a position on that, whether it be a pro rata or something of that nature. But I think, we would certainly have to look at a reduction in a salary cap, one, to support the clubs in the payment of players, but also, so that we could potentially see a scenario if we left the caps the way they were, where a player was able to be recruited across to a club for a significant amount, for a very much limited games. So, yeah, we'll certainly look at that. Again, it's early days, but it's certainly a consideration that we'll look to ratify in the coming days or weeks.
Yep. Are you concerned that this might drive clubs to the wall?
Yeah, there is that concern for sure, but I'm confident that through a strong financial position last year at AFL Bowen, and that was evident through a number of clubs increasing their profit margins across 2019. And with the investment from the AFL recently in the removal of affiliation fees, the announcement of the SCIF fund of the $1.5 million a year over recent years, the announcement of another $100,000 of funding in the TAC from the TAC in our region this year, I think we will do everything we can to ensure that clubs get through this.
Yep. Will, we really appreciate your time. We know, obviously, you've been working the phones pretty hard over the last couple of days, constantly in conversation. We really appreciate you giving us so much of your time this afternoon to have a chat and be part of our season countdown, a season that's going to take on a completely different look. No doubt updates will continue to come from AFL Bowen on how it looks. And I suppose just the last one is, I'm guessing this all filters down to the GDFL in a way, and that you'll have to work closely with Neville Whitley and his team.
Yeah, absolutely. We've, as we're speaking, I've had a missed call from Neville, but we've been in constant contact the last couple of days. We'll certainly support Neville and the GDFL where we can, and hopefully have some consistency in decision making across our region.